Obviously, if you're going to mix this in a bowl, you need something to mix it with.
Okay.
And some people prefer a wooden spoon. I find that my doughs get a little bit too stiff, and I've broken many, many wooden spoons, but many chefs prefer wooden spoons. In fact, many prefer this particular type of wooden spoon with a hole in the paddle. I just read a book recently, which we're going to talk about later, called No Need to Knead, and she specifically recommends this type of spoon for mixing bread.
So the air goes through it?
Goes through it, mainly.
When you're
mixing it, and it's still in a liquid form.
Okay.
I, however, prefer to use one of these spatulas, which they're made both with a blade type and with a scoop or spoon type. This happens to be a Pampered Chef, but Rubbermaid makes a similar product. They're available at local kitchen stores. They have several advantages over the wooden spoons. First of all, I've never broken one. They're very, very strong. The other advantage is that when you're working on the bowl, if you want to clean it, you can clean it out very thoroughly with this rubber spatula.
Mm-hmm.
And the third reason I use them is because they're quiet. The wooden spoon can create quite a racket when you're beating up a batch, mm-hmm. and this is completely quiet. So if you're listening to music, you have nothing to interfere with
okay.
your enjoyment.